Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the ninth day of Iyar, Tovshin Pebes. Masechta Shviz, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Tes. Habitzolim Hasarisim. If you have onions, that literally means sterile. They don't produce seed like other onions. Ufoil HaMitzri, and if you have the Egyptian bean, which you planted it for vegetables, not for seeds, as opposed to previous Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon Shizur held that if you planted for seeds, then it has the same din. The time of the chiyuv will depend on when it took root. But here we're talking about not such a case. Here we're talking about where the poel mitzri, the Egyptian bean, was sown for vegetables to eat. Either of these two cases, the onions or the poel mitzri. Shemona mehem maim shloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, where he held back watering 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. He didn't water them. Misasrin l'shavar. That is a sign that that's a sign that it's no longer considered vegetables because he didn't water it like you would normally vegetables, and therefore Maaser is given according to the year that passed, not the year in which they are collected. Normally vegetables are Maaser time. You want to know what year they belong to. You look at when were they picked, when was the Lakita. But that's if they are vegetables. But these type of vegetables, where he's held back watering for the month before Hashanah, he's not using them as vegetables at all, but rather they're using for seeds or whatever. Umotorim Ashvis, and then Mutun Shvis. That means if he held back water 30 days before Hashanah of Shemitah, they will not be considered like the fruits of the Shemitah year. They belong to the previous year, the sixth year. Ve'im lav, but if he did not hold back water 30 days before Hashanah of Shemitah, he watered it here and there, But it was within 30 days of the Shemitah, Asurim Bashvis, then you're not allowed to sell them or do any trades with them in the Shemitah year. They're considered products of the Shemitah year. They're considered the Kedusha of Shemitah year. Why? Because then we will follow the Lakita. When did it get plucked from the tree or from the vines? Like vegetables. And since the Lakita, when he picked it off the tree, it was in Shemitah year, It's considered fruits of Shemitah, despite the fact that he tried so hard to get it. It's considered as Shemitah. Or misasr and shanabo, and therefore you mafresh maisa according to the year in which they collected. So whatever kalei you collected, that's when it's maisa. That's the applicable maisa you're going to use. Why? Because if it's a vegetable, if it's considered a vegetable, because you kept on wanting it, then vegetables are considered belonging to the year in which they're picked. Vishal Baal, what about those sterile onions or the Egyptian bean that grow in a field of Baal? That's a field that has sufficient rainwater and doesn't need irrigation, but the vegetables in it do. And therefore they tended to, they would have to water from time to time. Therefore, if these two types of vegetables, Shemona Mehem, Maim Shtei Onos, that he held back the watering two periods where he would normally water. That means two watering times have gone before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah and he didn't water them. Then they have to be also Maaser. You take the Maaser according to the previous year, the year that's just passed, but not Shemitah. They're not considered Shemitah produce. Divrei Rabbi Meir, who holds that by holding back water for two watering periods, that's it. They're not considered vegetables anymore. And we will apply the principle of look at what year they grew in. And we say they grew in that year, so they're considered now the previous year. Misas Mashava. Vachachamim say you need to have stopped three watering times before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year before you can definitely say they're no longer considered Yerokos. And only if he's held back three watering periods, he hasn't given the watering, the due irrigation, then we say that it's not considered vegetables. We will say we don't follow the time, the Lakita, the period in which he collected the fruit, but rather we will follow the Havidin like Maaser, as far as Maaser and Shemitah, like the fruits of the past year. Mishnah Yod. Hadloin, gourds, shekim and lazara, that he kept them in the ground to get seeds from them, not for food. If they've been dried out and became hard before Rosh Hashanah v'Shemitah, v'nifsul me'ocholodom, and no man would eat it anymore, mutar lekamen v'shvi'is. You're allowed to keep them growing in the Shemitah year for continuing having seeds. Why? Because it's considered the sixth year produce. V'im lav, but if it only became hard after Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, and during the Shemitah year there was still edible, then also lekam shvi'is, you're not allowed to keep them in Shemitah year. Why? Because there's a halacha that fruits of shvi'is require beer. And if those fruits that require beer, beer means getting out of your house, those vegetables or fruits are also to keep them going lazari, not to keep them for seed. Tomorrow is Shalan. What about the little buds of these gourds just before they become dates? Asuras bashvis. They're also in the Shemitah here, but they have a din like fruits of Shemitah. Or mabitzin, but offer a lovon, says the mission further. You're allowed to saturate. You're allowed to pour water in Shemitah, in the Shemitah here. But offer lovon, if it's a white field, if Rabbi Shimon, these words of Rabbi Shimon. Now, what does this mean? What does a white field mean? Rambam explains what Rabbi Shimon means is, we're talking about a field which has trees which are further out from each other, like yesterday. They're not like a forest. They're spread out to the point that you've got 10 of them in an area bigger than Beisar, bigger than 2,500 square cubits. Rabbi Shimon now maintains that you're allowed to water or saturate such a field, you're allowed to put water in it, for the sake of those trees, they shouldn't get ruined. But now, if the trees were closer in to each other, then everybody would hold you allowed to water them. You'd be allowed to saturate. And it's not considered avoida. It's not considered working the ground. But here we're talking about a case where it was... we're talking here about a case, however, where the trees are so distant that basically it's considered offaloven. It's considered like a white field. And that's why there's this machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you can water them. You can water the tree for them. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says the Mishnah further. Rabbi Shimon Yaakov says, no. He says, you cannot saturate or pour water in an offaloven in this field, even if they're spread out, even if these trees are spread out. Mesorosin, memorosin ba'oires. One is allowed to stir the rice on Shemitah. What does that mean? If you have rice that took root before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, you're allowed to give it to drink, the plant. You're allowed to give it in the Shemitah, a lot of water. Why does the Mishnah say memorosin? Because the oires, the rice, it needs a lot of water. And because it needed so much water, they tended to... that's why they were mamaris. Mamaris means they would mix it. They would mix the earth with water. And this, as we said, you're allowed to do in Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Avalein Mechaschen. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you can do that, but you cannot cut the leaves of the rice plant to make it better, to improve it. Any avoida, that any work or activity that is going to improve the plants or the trees is also in Shemitah. Rabbi Shimon is not really arguing with the Tanakhama. He's just adding to his words that indeed you're allowed to be mashki, you're allowed to give it to drink, because the avoid of hashkar, because the service of irrigation, of watering, is for the sake of the rice, not to shouldn't be destroyed. So some people do have it inside. Some people do. But what Rabbi Shimon is saying is to be mechaseach, to cut, that's awesome. Because cutting it is really doing an improvement of the tree, that of the rice, that cannot be done in Shemitah.